American Bitcoin holds 8,002 BTC, but 38% is locked under Bitmain. American Bitcoin closed the second quarter of 2026 with a reported 8,002 BTC on its balance sheet, according to figures surfaced by CryptoSlate on August 7th. The headline number reads like a clean accumulation story. The footnote is where it gets interesting. 3,090 of those coins, or 38.6% of the reserve, remain restricted under the company's arrangement with mining hardware maker Bitmain. That distinction between coins held and coins freely usable is the part worth sitting with. The reserve and its asterisk mining supplied roughly 95% of the reserve's growth during the quarter, with first-half operations and direct Bitcoin purchases making up the rest. So the bulk of the 8,002 BTC came from the company's own rigs turning electricity into coins, not from large open market buys. The problem is that a meaningful slice of that output is not sitting in a wallet the company can spend or move at will. The 3,090 restricted BTC are tied to the Bitmain relationship. Public disclosure so far describes them as restricted rather than fully explaining the mechanics. So the exact lockup terms and release schedule are not detailed in the initial reporting. Until the company files a fuller breakdown, treat the precise conditions as unconfirmed. What is confirmed is the ratio. Nearly 4 in 10 of American Bitcoin's coins carry a string attached. Reported holdings versus usable holdings. For a mining company or a Bitcoin treasury vehicle, the number that markets fixate on is total BTC held. It is the figure that goes in the press release and the investor deck. But the number that determines what a company can actually do, cover a margin call, fund operations, post-collateral, is unencumbered BTC. American Bitcoin's usable balance is closer to 4,912 BTC once the restricted portion is stripped out. At a Bitcoin price of about $64,030 as of August 7, 2026, the full 8,002 BTC is worth roughly $519 million, while the freely usable slice sits near $318 million. That is a $200 million gap between what the balance sheet advertises and what the company can move tomorrow morning. Bitcoin was little changed on the day, up 0.4% over 24 hours, with the fear and greed index reading 39, or fear. So this is not a price shock story. It is a balance sheet composition story that happens to land in a flat tape. Encumbered treasuries carry hidden risk. Restricted holdings are common in mining. Hardware suppliers, hosting partners, and lenders frequently take coins or future production as collateral. And Bitmain sits at the center of the mining supply chain as one of the largest rig manufacturers. An arrangement that locks up a portion of output in exchange for machines or favorable terms is not unusual. The risk shows up when the market turns. A company that reports 8,002 BTC but can only touch 4,912 has less cushion than the headline implies if it needs to raise cash quickly or if a counterparty calls in an obligation. During the 2022 downturn, several miners learned that lesson when pledged coins and equipment financing left them with far less flexibility than their reported reserves suggested. The recent $540 million paper loss SpaceX booked on its Bitcoin position was a reminder that even deep-pocketed holders feel treasury swings. A partially locked reserve amplifies that fragility for a smaller operator. For anyone tracking corporate Bitcoin holdings as a signal, whether for the governments and companies now sitting on billions in BTC or for treasury strategy names broadly, the takeaway is to read past the top-line coin count. Encumbrance changes the math. The read for treasury watchers, American Bitcoin's quarter, shows a mining operation compounding its stack efficiently, with 95% of growth self-generated. That is a genuine strength. The 38.6% restriction is not a scandal, and Bitmain-linked lockups are a normal cost of scaling a mining business. The point is precision. When a treasury vehicle or miner reports a reserve, the freely usable figure is the one that governs its resilience, and here, that figure is about 61% of the advertised total. Investors comparing Bitcoin treasury companies should ask every one of them the same question American Bitcoin's disclosure raises. Of the coins you report, how many can you actually move? This is analysis based on early disclosure, not financial advice. The full lockup terms remain to be filed.